I remembered Jacob Marks saying she was good with computers. I said, so she had access to Delta's archives. Springfield just nodded. But you and Sansone quit 5 years before I did. Nothing was computerized back then, certainly not the archives.
Times change, Springfield said. The U.S. Army as we know it is about 90 years old. We've got 90 years worth of crap all built up. Rusty old weapons that somebody's grandfather brought back as souvenirs. Captured flags and uniforms all moldering away, you name it. Plus, literally, thousands and thousands of tons of paper. Maybe millions of tons. It's a practical problem. Fire risk. Mice. Real estate.
So?
So they've been cleaning house for the last 10 years. The artifacts are either sent to museums or trashed, and the documents are scanned and preserved on computers.
I nodded. And Susan Mark got in and copied one.
More than copied one, Springfield said. She extracted one, transferred it to an external drive, and then deleted the original.
The external drive being the memory stick?
Springfield nodded. And we don't know where it is.
Why her?
Because she fit the bill. The relevant part of the archive was traced through the medal award. HRC people keep the medal records, like you said. She was the systems administrator, and she was vulnerable through her son.
Why did she delete the original?
I don't know.
It must have increased the risk.
Significantly.
What was the document?
I can't volunteer information.
When was it dug out of the box room and scanned?
A little over 3 months ago. It's a slow process. 10 years into the program and they're only up to the early 1980s.
Who does the work?
There's a specialist staff.
With a leak. The Hoths were over here more or less immediately.
Evidently.
Do you know who it was?
Steps are being taken.
What was the document?
I can't volunteer information.
But it was a big file.
Big enough.
And the Hoths want it.
I think that's clear.
Why do they want it?
I can't volunteer information.
You say that a lot.
I mean it a lot.
Who are the Hoths? He just smiled and made a circular, once again, gesture with his hand. I can't volunteer information. A great NCO's answer. 4 words, the third of which was perhaps the most significant. I said, you could ask me questions. I could volunteer guesses. You could comment on them. He said,
what do you think the Hoths are?
I think they're native Afghans.
Go on.
That's not much of a comment.
Go on.
Probably Taliban or Al-Qaeda sympathizers, or operatives or flunkies. No reaction. Al-Qaeda, I said. The Taliban mostly stay home.
Go on.
Operatives. No reaction.
Leaders?
Go on.
Al-Qaeda is using women leaders?
They're using whatever works.
Doesn't seem plausible.
That's what they want us to think. They want us searching for men that don't exist.
I said nothing.
Go on.
Okay. The one who calls yourself Svetlana fought with the Mujahideen and knew you captured the Val rifle from Grigory Hoth. They used Hoth's name and his story to get sympathy over here.
Because?
Because now Al-Qaeda wants documentary proof of whatever else it was that you guys were doing that night.
Go on.
Which Sansone got a big medal for. So it must have looked pretty good once upon a time, way back when. But now you're worried about exposure. so I'm assuming it wouldn't look so good anymore. Go on. Sansom is miserable, but the government has got its panties in a wad too, so it's both personal and political. Go on. Did you get a medal that night? The Superior Service Medal, which comes directly from the Secretary of Defense. Springfield nodded.
A nice little bauble for a lowly sergeant.
So the trip was more political than military. Obviously, we weren't officially at war with anyone at the time. You know the Hoths killed 4 people, and probably Susan Mark's son too, right?
We don't know it, but we suspect it.
So why haven't you busted them?
I work security for a congressman. I can't bust anyone.
Those feds could.
Those feds work in mysterious ways. Apparently they consider the Hoths to be A-grade enemy combatants, and a very significant target and extremely dangerous but not currently operational.
Which means what?
Which means that right now there's more to be gained by leaving them in place.
Which actually means they can't find them.
Of course.
You happy about that?
The Hoths don't have the memory stick or they wouldn't still be looking for it. So I don't really care, either way.
I think you should.
You think that's their place? Where you were?
This block or the next?
I think this one, he said. Those feds searched their hotel suite while they were out.
Lila told me.
They had shopping bags, like window dressing, to make the place look right.
I saw them.
2 from Bergdorf Goodman and 2 from Tiffany. Those stores are close together, about a block from those old buildings. If their base was on the block east of Park, they'd have gone to Bloomingdale's instead, because they weren't really shopping. They just wanted accessories in their suite to fool people.
Good point.
Don't go looking for the Hoths, Springfield said.
You worried about me now?
You could lose 2 ways around. They're going to think the same as us, that even if you don't have the stick, then somehow you know where it went. And they might be even more vicious and persuasive than we are.
And?
They might actually tell you what's on it, in which case, from our point of view, you would become a loose end.
How bad is it?
I'm not ashamed, but Major Sansom would be embarrassed.
And the United States.
That too.
The waiter came back and inquired as to whether we needed anything else. Springfield said yes. He reordered for both of us, which meant he had more to talk about. He said,
"Run down exactly what happened on the train."